Hey, Blaine, big man, how you doing? It's snowing like crazy here. Anyway, okay, so let's take a look at these here. All right, let's go with the first sentence. Take our first couple sentences. Take one. Last week on the Bear Whisperer, Blaine went over the types of sounds bears make. This week, we're in Ontario, and Blaine shows you how he picks a bear bait site, then puts his techniques to the test and sees if he can get a big Bruin to come in. Take two. Last week on the Bear Whisperer, Blaine went over the types of sounds bears make. This week, we're in Ontario, and Blaine shows you how he picks a bear bait site, then puts his techniques to the test and sees if he can get a big Bruin to come in. Take one. When we get back, Blaine will show you how to find the perfect bait site for the next time you're hunting bears over bait. Take two. When we get back, Blaine will show you how to find the perfect bait site for the next time you're hunting bears over bait. Take one. Coming up, Blaine has just a couple more tips, then puts his techniques to the test. Take two. Coming up, Blaine has just a couple more tips, then puts his techniques to the test. Take one. After sitting for a couple hours, a bear slowly works his way up the path towards the bait site. Take two. Take one. Blaine notices how this bear is looking back down the path. Blaine notices how this bear is looking back down the main path that leads to the site. He knows if this bear takes off running, the big boy is on his way in. Take two. Blaine notices how this bear is looking back down the path. A little squirtum for the throat there. Okay. Take one. Stay tuned next week when we'll find out if the giant bear Blaine's been waiting for makes his way in. And then Blaine heads to a junkyard with 15-year-old Marty. To see what they can do about the bears taking over a junkyard with a trailer full of cake frosting. Take two. Stay tuned next week when we'll find out if the giant bear Blaine's been waiting for makes his way in. And then Blaine heads to a junkyard with 15-year-old Marty to see what they can do about the bears taking over a junkyard with a trailer full of... Shit. And then Blaine heads to a junkyard with 15-year-old Marty to see what they can do about the bears taking over a junkyard with a trailer full of cake frosting. All right. Take one. When the Bear Whisperer left off last week, Blaine was sitting on a bait he set up watching a small bear. The bear looked down the path leading into the bait site and ran off. Will the big bear Blaine's been waiting for show up during legal shooting time? Then Blaine heads out for a little population control in a junkyard that has been taken over by bears. When things get crazy and a bear tries to climb into a tractor trailer with Blaine and a 15-year-old girl. I don't like that. Can she keep her cool? Find out this week on The Bear Whisperer. All right, take two. When The Bear Whisperer left off last week, Blaine was sitting on a bait he set up watching a small bear. The bear looked down the path leading into the bait site and ran off. Will the big bear Blaine's been waiting for show up during legal shooting time? Then Blaine heads out for a little population control in a junkyard that has been taken over by bears. When things get crazy, and a bear tries to climb into a tractor trailer with Blaine and a 15-year-old girl. Can she keep her cool? Find out this week on The Bear Whisperer. I'm going to do this one more time, Blaine. Take three. When the bear whisperer left off last week, Blaine was sitting... When the bear whisperer left off last week, Blaine was sitting on a bait he set up watching a small bear. The bear looked down the path leading into the bait site and ran off. Will the big bear Blaine's been waiting for show up during legal shooting time? Then Blaine heads out for a little population control in a junkyard that has been taken over by bears. When things get crazy and a bear tries to climb into a tractor trailer with Blaine and a 15-year-old girl, can she keep her cool? Find out this week on The Bear Whisperer. All right, Blaine, let me know. I'll be talking with you.